Skipping meals? Cutting out carbs? Still staring at the exact same number on the scale? Let's be honest. You aren't lazy, but your metabolism might be asleep at the wheel. Traditional dieting doesn't work anymore. It forces your body into starvation mode, burning up your hard-earned lean muscle while locking away deep belly fat. You're fighting your own biology. It's time to stop starving and start optimizing with Almacet. Almacet isn't a fad. It's a natural, high-protein, low-glycemic weight loss shake powerhouse backed by over 30 years of clinical university research. It doesn't crash your system. It reboots it. Almacet is scientifically proven to target stubborn gut fat while protecting your muscle mass. No artificial sugar or fillers. Almacet is made of three natural superfoods. It gives clean, sustained energy all day long and results you can actually see in the mirror. Stop fighting your body. Give it the fuel it needs to burn fat, crush cravings, and reclaim your edge. Go to Almacet.com right now to get your protein and shaker bottle. That's Almacet.com. Reset your metabolism, reclaim your health, and transform your body with Almacet.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, sports fans? No Dirt and Sprague. They are out on the links right now for the Fan Golf Classic. Schultzy's sitting in with you for this best of edition of Dirt and Sprague here on 105.1 The Fan. The Fan Sports Network, the Odyssey app, YouTube across the world. Good to be in with you this morning. A very busy morning and day for the crew to be out on the golf course today. Of course, the late night news coming down about Giannis Antetokounmpo. He is officially a part of the Miami Heat. No, the Blazers will not get him, but we do have the ability, if the Blazers do make a trade today or hire a coach, something that I know fans have been waiting for to happen. If that happens, we have the ability to get the guys on live to break it down. So we are watching the news as we air this best of edition, and we will let you know if anything happens. It will drop in with the guys as soon as it does. But until then, a nice fun day planned. Start you off with some best of segments put together by the guys here from Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan of the Fan Sports Network. We'll open the show with a fun one they did recently, talking about cargo shorts and Father's Day.
Friday was supposed to be our cargo short classic.
Yes, it was.
Now, I'm not really going to take too many shots. I'll just be honest about all of this, okay? The minute Joe Fisher called BS about Danny Meringue squatting,
yes,
I don't know, 800 pounds, whatever he said that day, and Danny saying, I will literally beat you in any athletic endeavor, and it sparked an idea by Dirt to say, you guys both should golf against each other.
You guys love playing golf. You both brag about your golf games. I hear Meringue in here all the time telling me how about he's striping the ball on the range. I'm like, here, challenge number one. We have clients and sponsors who are golf courses. This is easy. We'll figure it out.
I would more categorize Meringue as the bragger and Joe more as like the just he loves to golf.
Yeah.
I don't really have Joe brag too much.
Joe brags a little bit.
Does he?
He's a little braggadocious, okay, about how he was hitting the ball. If I'm hitting the ball off the tee, I'm going to score. He gives you some of those takes from time to time.
Yeah, and if I had a short game, I'd be in the 80s.
Right. If I could putt, I would have broke 80 twice this weekend. That would have been cool.
If you want to help me in the 70 to 80 yards out range, I'd appreciate that. A lot of those situations pop up. We went over the green.
Yeah. Yes, that happened.
But Friday was supposed to be a Danny versus Joe. We even had a listener reach out, and this was, I don't know if I talked about this. A listener reached out and offered to do the video recording,
yeah,
the audio, mic us up, put it on YouTube.
Gonna do it pro bono, too.
And this was 2 months ago. Month and a half. It's called a month and a half. I think it was 6 weeks. And Dirt set it up, and initially it was supposed to be Saturday of this past weekend. Well, Danny can only do it one part of the day, and Joe can only do it the opposite part of the day. So Saturday wasn't going to work for their right schedules. So Dirt, in remembering that we had Juneteenth off,
yeah, we had an extra day. It's a three-day weekend.
Said, does June 19th work? We all have the day off. Does it work? Joe said, absolutely, no problem at all. Put it on the schedule. We literally asked Danny in the studio, and I am a witness. Patrick may witness have been a witness.
Witness.
Quote, yeah, that works great. I have nothing going on that day. So Dirk then behind the scenes is working and getting the gears going, and Luke is helping us.
Let's go Boca Tee time. Let's do it.
And our fine folks at Stone Creek, which delightful. Love the course. It was dialed. U.S. Open level dialed this week. Said, hey, we'd love to have the Cargo Short Classic.
We'll host it. We're ready to go.
So they gave us a tee time. We had set everything up. And then about 3 weeks ago, we started to get an initial, like, oh, no, cold feet. Because there wasn't any commitment, even though we had an actual tee time on the day.
Can you play? I don't know. Can you play? I don't know. Can you play? I don't know.
I'll tell you by the end of the day. I'll tell you by the end of the day. I'll tell you by the end of the day. I'll tell you by the end of the day. I'll tell you by the end of the day. And by Thursday, and I am not exaggerating, not a word or look at Dirt and I at the exchange.
Nothing.
When we signed off on Thursday, going into the Friday of the Cargo Short Classic, we got our stuff. Patrick came here and was like, how you doing? And as we left, he didn't utter a word. In fact, completely ignored us.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Didn't text us.
Nothing.
Nothing. Knew the tee time. Told him the tee time. All week told us he'd let us know. Nothing. So we left here with the assumption, not going to play.
Not going to happen.
Cargo Short Classic falling flat on its face, as you per usual in the Odyssey world.
Yes.
And so we thanked Stone Creek profusely, but we ended up going out there. Casey joined us.
Young Casey. Lowercase filled in.
Lowercase, good stick.
He's got good swing.
Dirt, and then I, and then we showed up, and we just ended up doing like a Ducks versus Beavs high-low game.
Yeah.
But we showed up maybe with the idea that maybe he'll show up.
Hey, maybe he'll be here. You never know.
Not a single text all Friday. Not a single, hey.
Sorry, guys.
Not going to make it.
Not going to be
hey.
Able to go.
Just a complete and utter silence. So, tomorrow is the Fan Golf Classic.
Yes, it is, Bob.
And I don't know about you.
I'm very excited for it. Out at Langdon all day tomorrow.
I can only speak for myself. My opinion is, you are not allowed to brag about a single athletic endeavor.
Ooh, no bragging allowed.
For, at a minimum, 5-year period.
In particular, golf. If I hear one comment about how well you're playing golf right now, it's going to get shot down out of the air immediately.
I just, look.
Immediately.
I'm okay if somebody backs out. I think he said he had, he's like, it's my first day off with my girlfriend or something. I think that was the thing that I had heard, and I just thought, you're off at 1 o'clock. What's happening between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m.? Yeah, nothing. You're off at 1 o'clock.
We got two extra right? days afterwards.
The Blazers aren't playing. There's nowhere else to go.
Nothing happening.
Like, you're off at 1 o'clock. I don't know what it was. I'm going to assume it was something important. All I'm saying through all of this is, at least, Dirt and I are pretty good at communicating when things get changed or moved around.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes it's not perfect. The day before, I'm like, dude, I'm out tomorrow. Or he'll text me at 5 a.m. I'm yakking. Turns out I can't make it.
Not going to make it in today.
I'm not going to be mad at that. Like, at least there's some notification or a vacation is planned.
Yeah, bit of an effort there.
Dude, we give you, we'll bust a little of your balls if you back out, but at least telling us would have been helpful and
hey,
nice.
By the way, guys,
courtesy.
Friday, not going to work.
I have
to pick another day for the Cargo Short Classic. I won't be able to play.
We got nothing. We got not a single thing. So we went out there. Stone Creek was absolutely dialed. U.S. Open conditions, which ate my lunch.
Yeah, I love that course, man. I haven't been out there in a year.
It was in fun. Great shape.
Fun to get back out there. The weather got a little hot, a little bit of a meat grinder there on the back nine.
It did. It did.
We were all slowly unraveling on our golf rounds.
Yeah.
But it was perfect conditions. Great round. Didn't take too long. Nice little delightful walk. We had a wonderful time at Stone Creek on Friday.
We did. And we apologize also because Stone Creek was really kind in setting up the tee time with Luke. We apologize for not capitalizing. So what I have thought about, and I told this to Joe and you, since we have a listener, he seems kind of eager, this yep. listener of like trying to dabble in making some kind of video stuff at the golf course.
You want to put it together for us? We'd love to have you do it.
I thought it'd be really fun to come up with something maybe in August. So that gives us all kind of time.
Sure.
Where maybe we can set up some version of doing a fan YouTube sort of content and actually capitalize on a situation.
I'd be all for it.
Where we maybe you whip my ass and it's like Sprague versus Dirt, no strokes given. And it's like Dirt 81, Sprague 109. Like, damn, dude, that show's different.
You shot a 109, man. What the hell happened to you this week?
Yeah, well, I counted all the strokes. That's what happened.
We went out of bounds a couple of times.
How many balls did you lose? Nine.
Nine golf balls. Nine.
Lost nine.
Is that a niner in there? I catch a niner in there? I mean, look, I'd love to put the effort into setting up another date, but as I said, if the first one is ghosted and does not happen, my responsibility here is done.
Yeah.
I took the bull by the horns. Yeah, I tried to make it happen. It did not happen. We had to back out. And so if they want to be braggadocious and yelling at each other in the office about their athletic accomplishments, I'd like to see a little bit of effort on probably the person who backed out of saying, hey, why don't we pick another weekend that works so we can make this happen? And if you do that, tell me when the date is. Give me the course. I'll be there. I'll come hang around, watch golf if it works for me. But the planning and the effort part is out the window for me. I'm not doing that anymore.
He texted me on Tuesday last week. I'll let you know by the end of the day. Yeah. I didn't hear the rest of the week.
No, I asked him in person on
Wednesday.
I saw
him in person like three times.
I'll know today. Didn't hear a word. So thankfully for us, we are aware enough that when somebody's not being communicative.
We planned.
We planned ahead, yeah. And we immediately, before we even knew, we asked lowercase, hey, do you want to come play golf on Friday?
Well, he popped his head out.
He was
like,
eagerly.
If he doesn't show, I'm in.
I'm in. I'm ready to go. And for anybody wondering, for the hybrid high-low duck versus beaver game, the Ducks did win in a narrow battle.
Yeah,
me and Joe Fisher edged out Sprague in lowercase.
I certainly didn't help lowercase. Is all I would say about that. I didn't. I don't know if I won a hole for our team.
You got some highs in there. There were some highs. You got a couple of highs in there.
Lowercase was really good, and it was fun. We are debating if it counts as an official win. The funding discrepancy between Ducks and Beavs. We have some problems
Our
here.
NIL budget's a little bit higher than yours.
NIL budget might have been a little bit,
we have a few more available scholarships.
Might have been swayed. You know, one person on the show had like three triples and two doubles and still shot an 82. The other person just had a lot of triples and doubles.
I did. We were joking with Joe on the opening hole. Joe had a rough start to his round on Friday.
Yeah.
At the hybrid asterisk cargo
that
short
That first
classic.
Hole, I'm not even sure what he actually carded. And
I don't know.
I'm not calling him out. His score was pretty bad.
We just heckled him of, hey, you're lucky Danny ain't here right now, buddy. You hit a fairway bunker. That ball stayed in the fairway bunker.
Yep.
Barely got it out of the fairway bunker. Somehow hit his, then what, fourth shot onto the second tee box.
Which is a downhill tee box.
Hit it back up onto the green. Hey, you're lucky. You'd be down 1-0, I got a feeling right now. But you never know, I guess.
I think that's the thing about it is, one, I do appreciate, even if you're a bad golfer, which we're all bad golfers by varying degrees.
Everybody sucks to a different degree.
I at least appreciate showing up, and he didn't have his, he'll tell you he'd have his best round.
No.
I do want to commend Stone Creek.
Yes.
For U.S. Open week, they really participated.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tricky.
If you got off the rough even a little bit, that ball's gone. Good luck. You ain't finding it in that tall stuff.
A little deep out there, baby.
So they did a really good job dialing in the U.S. Open conditions. He at least showed up.
He was there. He was battling. It was a meat grinder.
And you know what? The thing that sucks, I think, for the other side of that is, if Danny's game is as dialed as he says it is,
he would have smoked him on Friday.
Or at least he probably could have won.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I think Joe ended up right around triple digits, if I remember correctly.
He did. Me and Joe were in the triple digits.
You were both in triple digits?
Yeah, okay. He had a horrendous round.
I couldn't remember if he... I remember him talking about what he needed to break his 100, and I couldn't remember if he did it or not.
And actually, minus hole one, he actually had a good front. He went into the ninth hole.
He was playing well.
At 39.
He did. And then
he had a lot of pars.
He had a rough ninth hole.
The ninth hole blew up.
Ninth hole ate us all alive.
And then the back, just completely obliterated 90% of the group?
Yeah. It was a slow bleed. That's usually how it goes at Stone Creek.
I know.
You know?
Those holes.
You got to hang in there in the front, and then you go into the gauntlet, and you just pray for life after that. It usually doesn't happen.
So I don't know what to do with this. Everybody at the station's going to have to make their own decisions. I don't even know what he's going to say when we see him today. Is he going to ignore us? I don't know.
I got to imagine he's going to get a little chirps tomorrow. Have fun out at the Fan Golf Classic tomorrow.
I don't want any show beef. All I'm just simply saying is like, at least have the courtesy to say you're out.
To communicate. I will not be there.
Just kicking it down the can and then, like, not saying a single word.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And then not showing up is just like, come on, man.
Send a text. Hey, man, not going to be able to make it. Let's pick another date.
That's all it would have taken.
I'll still be upset, and I'll still say you could probably find time to do it, but all right, at least you gave us the heads up.
I have no idea how tomorrow's going to go for him at the Fan Golf Classic.
I don't either. That could be his punishment for backing out. He's not allowed to hit a shot tomorrow.
I mean,
you should have got all your swings in on Friday.
If I'm a listener,
this is your Odyssey 105.1 yeah. The Fan. Fine, you're not allowed to bring clubs.
If I'm a P1 not working at the station and I show up to the Fan Golf Classic tomorrow, and he offers, I as a P1 am saying,
nah, man, I'm good.
Nah, man,
I'm good.
I want people who show up to their tee
time. Are you going to back out of this shot before you hit it? Are you going to go stand by the ball and then go sit back down under the tent and then not tell me you're not going to hit the ball?
No.
Is that going to be a thing?
That, from a comedic standpoint, that is hilarious to think about him having a little bit of the waggles at the ball.
And then be like, nah.
And then just backing away and going and sitting down.
Not even saying anything. Are you going to hit the ball? Nope.
No. Okay. Nothing?
Is somebody else going to hit this one now? Okay. Do I got to go pick that up? Whose ball is that? Is this my shot? I'm confused.
I don't know, man. It was a fun time, though.
We had a great time. Friday was a lot of fun. It's always fun getting together, playing a fun game. Stone Creek was in great shape. And it started off a nice little three-day weekend, man. But when you play two rounds of golf, it goes pretty quick because that eats up a lot of your time on the weekend.
It does. Did you get a cool gift?
I didn't.
I know your gift policy, but did she get you anything?
She paid for my round of golf yesterday.
That's great.
Which is perfect.
That's great.
I wanted to play golf on Father's Day. And, you know, can you pony up and do that? Because I don't need anything else. So if you want to buy me something.
Do you guys have a shared account?
We do have a shared account, yeah. So, I also considered that as well.
Well, whatever.
It's the gesture, you know? Here's cold hard cash for your round of golf. Thank you.
My wife got me new golf shoes.
Ooh.
Which were great.
There you go.
Some blue Air Maxes.
Hello.
Very comfortable.
Hello.
And I thought you'd enjoy this. I should have shot you a photo of it. She got me a golf shirt. She got me the Brooks Koepka pink striped shirt that we literally made fun of on Thursday's program.
Follow-up question, because you texted this to me yesterday and I started laughing out loud.
Yeah.
Was she aware of the conversation?
No.
Did you tell her about the conversation?
She ordered that shirt a couple, like it was
But after
Tuesday.
Opening it, did you acknowledge the conversation that happened on the air Thursday?
Oh, as soon as she opened it, I literally started laughing. And she was like, what? You don't like it? Because she thinks I don't know what this is. She thinks I wear super bright colors to golf. And
yeah.
I'm like, I don't.
You got to look good, feel good, play good.
I do want to buy more nice shirts. You know, my golf game attire is pretty bad, but.
Got to be flamboyant out there.
They think my last bad birdie shirt, they've basically called me, my daughter said I'm a gay version of my mom.
Oh, okay.
She says, you look like your mom, but you're a gay man. And I said,
thank you.
Can't wait to go this round. No.
No?
Okay. I think she's saying, like, I look very zesty in it.
Yes.
I was like, oh, okay. She's like, you look like your mom. Looks like something your mom would wear to a brunch. My daughter's just slinging arrows at me.
I got no comeback.
So she gets me this pink shirt. I start laughing. I go, we literally made fun of this shirt on the air Thursday. And she goes, really? And I go, yeah, I'm not wearing that.
You're not going to wear that.
But she ended up getting me the golf shoes, which was delightful.
Of all the shirts to show up.
Of all the shirts.
Like of all the millions of golf shirts that you could choose from. It just, we have not made fun of a PGA Tour player's outfit in God knows how long on the show. And Thursday morning, we look up, U.S. Open's teeing off, and Brooks is wearing a pink striped shirt. And we both had the same reaction of, what the hell is he wearing?
Yeah.
What happened to Nike's gear? And then there it is on Sunday morning.
I also don't know what to make of my youngest giving me, she made me two cards, which is great. She put $20 in a box.
Oh.
Just a 20.
Just
straight up 20.
Straight up 20.
I was like, I'm going to give this back. She goes, no, it's your gift. And I was like, okay.
I mean, I'm not mad about it.
I'll take your $20.
I don't really need anything. I'll stop and get a snack on the way home, I guess.
We can have lunch. I don't know.
Here's my Celsius for the week. Maybe go buy a couple on my way home.
Oh, man.
Well, I ended up at Oaks Park for the first time in like 20 years this weekend, and that was a walk down memory lane that I have.
It's a lot different if you've
been
in
a minute, dude. And it is a lot different, and the little guy had an absolute blast, dude.
That's good.
Yeah, dude, riding a little motorcycles around.
Did he do the little mini roller coaster?
No, he did not do the
mini. Not ready for that one
yet? Not quite ready for that one. Right. We did the choo-choo train three times, though. We did that choo-choo train all around, you know?
Choo-choo!
It's a great time. Great Father's Day week.
Ooh, shots fired there between the guys and Tanny Barang on Dirt and Sprague last week. Funny show, and what a time for them to be out on the links today. Of course, it's the Fan Golf Classic down at Langdon Farm, so we got a best-of edition of Dirt and Sprague on the morning after Giannis Antetokounmpo has been traded by the Milwaukee Bucks to the Miami Heat. Of course, we will get the guys on if the Blazers happen to make a trade. I know everybody's maybe hoping for Jaylen Brown. Not as many Blazers fans hoping for Anthony Davis, hoping to hire a coach. We need one. Still the last team in the NBA that has not filled that slot. So hopefully we hear something about that today. And like I said, the guys are ready to check in and get off the course if that happens. But we got to get out to break. When we come back, speaking of the Blazers, we'll get to a nice, this was a really good interview that they did with Greg Oden back in April. It was a really good time for Greg to come back, talk to Blazers fans after a big chunk of time away from the city. So we'll hear Dirt and Sprague interviewing Greg Oden on a best of edition when we come back here on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Skipping meals, cutting out carbs, still staring at the exact same number on the scale? Let's be honest, you aren't lazy, but your metabolism might be asleep at the wheel. Traditional dieting doesn't work anymore. It forces your body into starvation mode, burning up your hard-earned lean muscle while locking away deep belly fat. You're fighting your own biology. It's time to stop starving and start optimizing with Almased. Almased isn't a fad. It's a natural, high-protein, low-glycemic weight loss shake powerhouse backed by over 30 years of clinical university research. It doesn't crash your system. It reboots it. Almased is scientifically proven to target stubborn gut fat while protecting your muscle mass. No artificial sugar or fillers. Almased is made of three natural superfoods. It gives clean, sustained energy all day long and results you can actually see in the mirror. Stop fighting your body. Give it the fuel it needs to burn fat, crush cravings, and reclaim your edge. Go to Almased.com right now to get your protein and shaker bottle. That's Almased.com. Reset your metabolism, reclaim your health, and transform your body with Almased.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. A best of edition of Dirt and Sprague here on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Happy to have you in on quite the busy morning. The NBA draft, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag. Sometimes it brings a ton of moves leading up to the day. And on the day, sometimes it's kind of just a big old gasser, not really much happening. But it has been a very busy 12 to 24 hours in the NBA. Giannis Antetokounmpo, a heck of a day for all the guys to be gone down at the Fan Golf Classic at Langdon Farms. But it's going to be beautiful, a hot day, sold out, going to be a lot of fun interacting with y'all down there. Appreciate everybody that's taking part. But and by the way, if the Blazers do have any breaking news, a trade themselves, of course, lots of fans, including myself, were still holding on hope they would be a part of the Giannis trade, but they are not. If they do hire a coach, we will have the guys chime in. And, of course, everybody will be out there the whole day. So we will still have you, despite the Fan Golf Classic happening and the big news happening today. We will still have you if there is anything Portland Trail Blazers related going down today. And really quickly, before we get into this Greg Oden segment, it's actually the rest of the hour. Such a good interview that Dirt and Sprague did. Want to quickly break down this Giannis Antetokounmpo trade to the Miami Heat. You heard in my update really quickly just the number of picks, but it was quite the haul. A lot of people saying that Miami kind of just gave up their stable to get Giannis, and now they kind of have to rebuild the roster entirely. We'll see if Pat Riley can do that. But Giannis Antetokounmpo, Bobby Portis officially headed to the Miami Heat. Here's what Milwaukee gets back. Tyler Hero, Khloé Ware, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Kasparis Giakoumidis, three first-round picks, including tonight's number 13 pick, one pick swap in 2032, I believe, and then one second round pick. The first rounders are in 2031 and 2033 along with tonight. So big deal, and excuse me, the pick swap is in 2030, not 2032, and the second rounder is in 2033. So kind of pushing this back as far as, you know, what the value is going to be on these picks for Miami to Milwaukee. It'll be interesting to see how good Milwaukee can rebound from this. And, you know, Miami going all in, we'll see if they can actually build around Giannis and get back to the NBA Finals like people after making this trade, or at least people down in Miami are expecting them to do. But just wanted to break that down really quickly, had a couple of minutes to do so. Like I said, a best of edition here of Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan. We will be with you until 10, and then a couple of other best of editions of the rest of our shows going to be happening all day. But guess what? Here on 105.1 The Fan, as I've said, the Blazers not doing anything yet, but if they hire a coach, if they happen to make a trade for Jaylen Brown, we will let you know. But speaking of the Portland Trail Blazers, Dirt and Sprague did such a great interview with former Blazer Greg Oden. A lot of people call him a bust, but it's still really nice to catch up with him and see what he's been doing since then. And honestly, hearing about the human side of Greg Oden, which is a really nice change from just seeing what happened to him as a player here in Portland. So let's listen for the rest of this hour to a really great interview that Dirt and Sprague did back in April with former Blazer Greg Oden.
Greg Oden, former Portland Trailblazer, he's going to be the keynote speaker at the PDXYZ event August 5th through the 7th. So coming up a couple months from now, an event that we've had something to do with here the last handful of years. What are we up to these days, Greg? What's life been like?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first off, I appreciate you guys for having me. I definitely heard the "oh, gosh" before the 2007 draft. I understand it as well. Kevin Durant is amazing. I'm going to get that out the way right now. He's one of the greatest players to ever play the game. I'm just going to say that right now. But right now, Gregory Oden is sitting in Louisville, Kentucky, about to go to day one of everything going on here for the horse races. Ooh. And yeah, but these days I'm working with Elite Life Consulting, consulting with a do-everything sports marketing firm, helping getting these kids to colleges and helping them get NIL deals and doing it for the right reasons. You know, I've been on both sides. I've coached, I've played, and I just want these kids to have better lives than me, even though I'm pretty happy with myself right now. And I'm going to thank Portland Trailblazers for that, because my life changed the day that I got drafted, and I would never forget that. I am indebted to the city of Portland and the Portland Trailblazers and organization and Paul Allen and his family. I am so thankful for everything. So I appreciate you all for having me. And just know I got all that out the way, so now I can talk.
I love it. I'm glad you did that. I want to ask you this. So we watched this Jailblazer doc, and it had Bonzi in it. And Bonzi Wells gets traded to Portland, and he thought it was Portland, Maine. He didn't know where Portland, Oregon was. And I don't know if I've ever heard this from you. Like, when it came down to Seattle, Portland, when it got to that point, it was a shock to everybody. Were you in your mind, like, I'm assuming you knew where Seattle was. Like, what did you even know about Portland, Oregon when it, like, came down to the last two picks?
So I wasn't, like, Bonzi per se, but I was on the flight. And literally when I landed, because it was supposed to be Boston, Memphis, and then it was Portland, Seattle, I go, huh. Okay.
Different part of the country.
All right.
Yes. But honestly, I knew nothing. But I learned quick. You guys have some really good seafood and really great people and one of the best sceneries in the country.
Yeah. I'm curious to ask you, because we're going through a playoff run right now. The Blazers, I think they're going to probably lose tonight and the season will come to an end. But we're going through a lot of these young guys kind of getting that taste of the playoffs for the first time. And I wanted to ask you about that. Mm-hmm. Like, as a young player going through that for the first time, like, how different was the game, the speed, the matchups throughout the course of a series? Like, what did you learn and how did you evolve, I guess, throughout going through that experience for the first time? Because we've got a lot of young guys who are doing that right now in the playoffs.
Well, honestly, I think that first playoff series kind of hits you hard. You really don't know what to expect. You don't really understand that the game is different when it comes to playoff basketball, but it really is. And I just think a lot of these young guys are going through it for the first time, but now they got the experience. But that's one thing that we see in Jrue Holiday, who's been through it before. He understands that. He understands that the reffing is different. He understands that the physicality is different. He understands that the moment is not meant for you to just be cool. Like, you actually need to take advantage of this moment and play your best basketball. So I really respect Jrue for everything that he's doing. And I think that, I hate to say this, but I am so proud of the Trailblazers for winning one game, because I honestly had San Antonio winning the championship. So the fact that we was able to get a game, I think we overstepped for my expectations, but I'm just so proud of this team. I love Denny. I love everybody on this team. I love the organization. I just love the fact that they go out there and they hoop. And when they're playing fast and they're hitting their threes, I think we're actually a really good contender.
Well, you've gotten to the coaching element. I know you're in the NIL space now, and I do want to ask you about that. It's very interesting as somebody who didn't have it, and my God, your life financially, what the difference would have been if Greg Oden out of high school going into Ohio State would have had something like this and the perspective you can offer. I got to ask you a hoop question, though, as somebody that watches basketball, that knows the game so well, who's also a pretty big dude, what are you doing against a Victor Wembanyama, this 7'5 alien that weighs 10 pounds, but, man, he's so skilled?
Well, first off, he's still kind of light. Once he gets Giannis weight, then the NBA got to worry about a whole entire problem.
Yeah.
But right now, you push him out. Mm. But secondly, the way he's playing and his dedication – you just got to fight them and both get kicked out. You just got to sacrifice. <for the team. laughs>
We got young Hansen, man, our rookie center. He's good for 5-6 fouls. Throw him out there,
no,
man.
No, no, put somebody in there and just fight them. And then both of them get kicked out. And then, you know, you can play a regular game.
Can we hire you as coach? I think that's probably the best strategy to date that we've heard on handling Victor Wembanyama.
Now, Greg, we're winning two games.
Now we got two games.
Game.
He's now playing. That's probably our only chance.
I got a coach's mindset. I'm just saying. I know.
They go to
look, when I think about it, and I'm trying to think about, look, you can't change the game of basketball. He's one of the greatest basketball players out there right now. I mean, he can shoot the three. He got mid-range. He can dunk everything. He's taller than everybody. He blocks everything. He got handles. He can steal. Like, literally, you just got to get him out the game. But another thing right now that I've seen, you know, he plays about 5, 6, 7 minutes, and then they have to take him out. Mm-hmm. So if the Trailblazers, you know, they get up and down, that's one thing I saw. Was game two, you guys start running and hit the three, I think we can actually get something going. But you got to get him tired, because he does so much on a basketball court that he's going to wear himself out until he gets to that level that Giannis was, like, I just do everything and I am everything. I came from nothing, so this is nothing to me.
Yeah, we're talking.
I don't know if that makes sense, but it in my head it does.
Yeah, for sure does. Yeah, we're talking with Greg Oden, former number one overall pick, Portland Trailblazer. He's going to be the PDXYZ keynote speaker August 5th through 7th here in Portland. And it's really fun, man. This is a fun interview. I'm curious to go back to the college days for you, because you're saying you're working in the NIL space now, and just how crazy that is. Like, I saw a report, and we haven't talked about it on the show yet, but I think it was Jonathan Givony had a thing about the number of players that have declared for the NBA draft is one of the lowest it's been, you know, 25 years, somewhere along those lines. Only 71 players so far, because so many guys are coming back for another year and being like, hey, maybe I'm a second round pick, but this school is going to pay me X amount to keep playing. So I'm just curious what you make of the space and the way it's evolved and kind of the Wild West nature of it. And then taking yourself back to your college days, how do you think you would have handled having that when you were 18 years old in your year at Ohio State?
Well, let's just put this in perspective. I'm pretty sure Bryce James is making more than Bronny James in college.
Jeez.
Which is crazy to say out loud. When Bronny James just played, today's Tuesday, so 2 days ago, in the playoffs, right? On the two-way contract that got brought up to the regular contract. So, why would you not stay in college? And if a school is going to find a way to get you 5-6 mil to just be a college student and a kid, why not?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the only thing about that I hate is, what is the motivation for you getting better? What is the motivation for you to want more? Because at this point, when these kids are getting this at 17, 18, What is going to drive you to be the best you can at 25 when you already made this much money? So that's going to weigh out a lot of kids that just come in there just to make money and not for the love of the game and for the love of the sport and competition. And to say this, if I was playing in the NIL era, I would be at least top three highest paid ever in NIL.
Yeah, for sure.
Not to be conceited at all. No. You know.
Number one pick in the draft.
Facts, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, can I ask you then, like, kind of a two-parter then? One, so some of these kids are making the money in high school. Like, there are states that have okayed the high school players to start making money. They don't even have to wait to college. And so you see, mm-hmm. like, there's a couple high school basketball players. One kid at Rainier Beach, Stokes, he was in, like, an Allstate commercial or something. Like, they can make that mm-hmm. money then. How would it have impacted or changed maybe your drive as an athlete in high school at North Lawrence to make that money and then at Ohio State making even more money? And then where are we getting – where's the NIL space need to be fixed? What is it about the NIL space to make you dive in and want to invest your time and your energy to address what it is right now?
Well, first I want to say it was Lawrence North High School in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Thank you. Yeah, you're right. That's my apologies.
I apologize. I had to say that. But honestly, I wish I can say I knew. All I know is from my heart, I think the NCAA is going to have a big problem on their hands because there is a lot of kids that's transferring from schools that literally when they graduate don't have a home school because you went to three colleges in 4 years. Right. So what school do you actually represent or what school do you feel closest to? But then another thing is, you know, when you transfer, you drop out second semester. So when you drop out second semester, those credits don't count. Mm. And then when these guys transfer out of state, do they forget that you got to pay taxes the year before that year? So it's going to be a lot of kids. And there's no more COVID year. Right. So there's going to be a lot of kids coming up in the next 2 or 3 years that literally are going to be done with college owing Uncle Sam and not having a degree. Mm-hmm. Because if you drop out three times, how many credits do you really have with no more COVID years? So I think the NCAA is going to have a real big problem, and I think that's where it needs to come from. And honestly, you know, giving these kids this money, I mean, right now, it's the Wild Wild West. It's way too much money for a lot of these kids that really don't deserve it. One of my biggest stories is me coaching at Butler and walking into Madison Square Garden for the Big East tournament, and I'm the highest paid. Well, I'm not the highest paid. I'm the most known in the arena. But our fourth man is getting paid more than me. And I'm doing three jobs at Butler. It was like, what is going on right now? Like, literally, nobody wants to talk to you. They want to come and take pictures with me.
Yeah.
And I'm just the video coordinator / Dobo / assistant big man coach / NIL guy. Like, it was a lot going on for me not to get paid more than the players.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening with a lot of these coaches, by the way. Their players are getting paid a lot more than them, and they don't even know what's going on. And they're really not that good, by the way.
Mm. Yeah, it changes the dynamic of the relationship. There's no doubt about that.
Wow, interesting insights. Actually, some pretty deep insights from former Blazer and current coach Craig Oden talking about the world of NIL and players now making money at 18 that really kind of kills their motivation. I think he sounds a lot like just the general fan in that point. It's pretty cool. We got one more segment with Greg Oden here on this Best of Edition of Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan Sports Network. We'll get right to that when we come back. And, of course, we will keep you updated throughout the day. If there is any Blazers news, no trades as of yet. Of course, today is the NBA draft. The Blazers do not hold any picks in tonight's draft, but they still need a head coach, and they still need to make some changes on their roster. I think we can all agree with that. So Dirt and Sprague out at Langdon Farms for the Fan Golf Classic. They will check in if we have any Blazers breaking news today, but we'll get out to a break, come back, and finish this interview with Greg Oden here on a best-of edition of Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Skipping meals, cutting out carbs, still staring at the exact same number on the scale? Let's be honest, you aren't lazy, but your metabolism might be asleep at the wheel. Traditional dieting doesn't work anymore. It forces your body into starvation mode, burning up your hard-earned lean muscle while locking away deep belly fat. You're fighting your own biology. It's time to stop starving and start optimizing with Almased. Almased isn't a fad. It's a natural, high-protein, low-glycemic weight loss shake powerhouse backed by over 30 years of clinical university research. It doesn't crash your system. It reboots it. Almased is scientifically proven to target stubborn gut fat while protecting your muscle mass. No artificial sugar or fillers. Almased is made of three natural superfoods. It gives clean, sustained energy all day long and results you can actually see in the mirror. Stop fighting your body. Give it the fuel it needs to burn fat, crush cravings, and reclaim your edge. Go to Almased.com right now to get your protein and shaker bottle. That's Almased.com. Reset your metabolism, reclaim your health, and transform your body with Almased.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Got a best-of edition of Dirt and Sprague here on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. It is the day of the Fan Golf Classic, so all our hosts are out at the links down at Langdon Farms enjoying some morning and afternoon rounds, all sold out, by the way. So good job. Really appreciate you stepping up and showing our sponsors how much you love 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. So in lieu of the guys, we have some nice segments that they've done in the past month or so. And, of course, they are gone on a big day. Giannis Antetokounmpo on the move. Not to the Portland Trail Blazers, but it's official. The Bucks have traded him and Bobby Portis to the Miami Heat. So we will continue to be watching for any Blazers news that happens throughout the morning and day here on the Fan Sports Network. But right now, we got to finish up that interview that Dirt and Sprague did back in April with Greg Oden, former Blazer, former number one pick, and really great to hear how well he's doing and his insight on the current game of basketball.
When you talk about coaching, the college stuff is a hilarious story about the time at Butler. Do you see that as like a future for you? Is that something you want to get back into and you think you could do long term, or you got a taste of it and you're like, nah, man, I'm good?
Honestly, I would love to be a GM of a college team, and I would love to help out with the bigs. So, like, for me, I'm like, look, Ohio State, I'm saying it right now, Ohio State, let me be a GM. You need a face. I'm the face. Who's the only number one draft pick in the history? Gregory Oden. I don't even need to do all the dirty work or all that stuff that you want me to do. If you want me to, I will. But if you need to send me off to do some fundraising with Ohio State and then I happen to be in California or in Oregon, why not? Would I not do a little visit to a kid that we're trying to recruit? Mm-hmm. And then when I come back, I can go in and be on the court with the bigs. Like, to me, that's the ideal job. So I'm just putting that out in the universe. Ohio State, what's going on?
Hey, I know Oregon needs a GM right now, Greg. Dane Altman doesn't have a GM. If you're looking, you want to move back out.
Oregon,
let's go.
Hey, Oregon, you need a GM. I keep saying, look, you just need a face. Who else can make any phone call to any Division I school? Any school, actually, in the country. I like to say that I don't open up doors. Sometimes I'll just be walking down the street, the doors open, and be like, yo, what's good? Come here.
We have a new owner here, which, you shouted out Paul Allen and the organization for the way they treated you when you got here and everything, and that's great. And I think we have a lot of culture shock. We got the media out here, the fans. Maybe even some of the players behind the scenes. We haven't heard anybody publicly, but there's a lot of culture shock because the guy's not coming in with Paul Allen money. The guy's coming in, and we've nicknamed him Tommy Two Nickels. He seems to be cutting and being a little bit cheap. What can you tell us the extravagant lifestyle of a number one pick and NBA guys in general where you hear about an NBA owner deciding to be cheap around the organization and make cuts, like how that resonates, you think, from the player side and just how to operate an organization when you are that cheap?
Well, first off, your contract is your contract. So that's one thing. I don't know where you can be cheap in that aspect, but in everything else, I haven't been there. I know it's a new age right now, but I just think that, I mean, he can't really cut what's already been put there.
Right.
It's already set in stage. Like, this is a funny story that y'all don't know about, but when I first got to Portland, we didn't have washcloths. We had towels. Mm. We had to wash with our hands until me, D'Roy LaMarcus, was like, hold on now. We African Americans, we use washcloths. So, like, what's going on here? And then at one point, one of the guys had to start cutting up towels to get us washcloths. Yeah. And I'm just saying, like, at this point in the league, like, I don't see where he can cut. Only thing that he's going to cut is bringing in a big name to Portland.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, white people use hands. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that says about us, but white people
evidently
are.
I need to be using a washcloth,
man. I didn't say that. Yeah.
No, it's two white guys on the phone.
It's all right.
Greg. It's
okay.
A lot right now.
We're trying to educate each other. You
Greg,
know, we're growing as people right now. I'm
a 39-year-old pale white. I'm telling you right up, I use my hands every day. It is what it is. I don't know why. That's
today, washcloth for Gregory.
Now.
That's what we're doing. Last one I got for you. I am curious because you and I, we're all kind of roughly the same age. I remember being a senior in high school, your freshman year at Ohio State, watch you get to the national title game and all that. I've always wanted to know, do you remember what size shorts you wore at Ohio State?
There were 2X, but at that time, I think Nike was trying to recreate the mellow shorts. Yeah. So the 2X was like a 4X in length.
Yeah. You ever look back at those photos
like
and go
swimming in those things, man?
You ever look back at those photos
and
go,
yeah,
damn.
It was the tight upper one and then the big old shorts.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember.
Those things were massive.
Look, I know everybody's careers are different lengths. Is it not nuts to you to still see your buddy Mike Conley out there in the playoffs right now playing basketball? That's nuts to me.
What you talking about? I was tearing my butt off last night.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to say this.
Just crazy still
so
playing.
With Chris Paul retiring, the oldest players in the league are LeBron James, Al Horford, Jeff Green, Mike Conley, and Kevin Durant. Mm. And my draft was me, Kevin Durant, Al Horford, Mike Conley, and Jeff Green.
Oh,
that was
the seven guys, yeah.
Yeah.
And just so you know, when I say it out loud, it hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
But you know what? I am so proud of those guys. I'm a fan of the game. And to see them guys still go out there and still do it at this level, I'm happy and I'm joyful and proud to see those guys still doing it. I wish I could. But I think there was a bunch of knee surgeries that happened in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, but you probably wish you could shoot threes. Could you shoot threes in this era?
I probably would start shooting threes. But like I keep on telling people, if you can't stop me from dunking, why am I shooting threes?
Amen, man.
That's a great point.
Amen. Look, I hope, you know, this has been a really fun one for us as guys who grew up in Portland and remember, followed the team for a long time. I hope that you know, too, like what the city feels about you. And like as we're watching messages come in during the interview, it's unanimous of like, man, tell Greg how much the city of Portland loves him and how many great memories that we had and some of the highlight dunks and the moments that this fan base will never forget. And so I know it wasn't the outcome that anybody wanted when it started, but I hope you know how much you still mean to the city, and whenever you come back, it's still a big deal, and you're going to be at the PDXYZ event August 5th through 7th as the keynote speaker, so always welcome back on the show anytime you want. I hope you know you're loved in Rip City and always will be, and thanks for the time this morning, man. We appreciate it.
Well, I just want to say I hope if you guys are around, come to the PDXYZ event in August. I'm just going to have some very candid, open conversations, and I hope people can come out and just support But I love the city of Portland. I really appreciate the Portland Trailblazers. They literally changed my life, my family's life, and I'm forever grateful to them. And I appreciate you guys for having me. But I do like to say that, you know, I'm not down of how everything went. I hate that I wasn't able to turn up for Portland like I really wanted to. But it's my only life. Like, I can't be down about it. I don't look down or think it was a bad thing. I think it happened, and I got to make the best of it. So I think when in everybody else's life, look at it like that as well. Like, you can't control what somebody else does. All you can control what's going on in your life. So make the best of it and be happy, because you, I mean, if it's something that's bad, I mean, what you gonna do about it? Just cry? No. You gotta wake up tomorrow too. So if it's bad, make the best of it. Smile. Be the best. Make the best of any terrible situation, because it's your only life. So.
And use a wash rag.
And use a wash rag. I love it. Yeah. Amen. Greg,
100% wash your ass.
Enjoy the derby, man. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Former number one pick and Portland Trailblazer Greg Oden. What an interview. Honestly, I think a lot of fans, at least I did, hopefully you did as well, got some closure hearing, you know, how well he's doing after all this time, because I know a lot of Blazers fans have the memories of Sam Bowie, or if you're younger, you know, like me and weren't necessarily born when that happened, hearing the stories of, you know, the great number one overall pick bust, could have had Michael Jordan, what could have been the Blazers dynasty in the 80s into the 90s. But I like to see some success in life for these guys. And hearing Greg, which I would say is much different than Sam Bowie. Sam Bowie kind of poo-pooed on the Blazers later on and said, you know what, I don't care. Like, I don't think about the fact that I'm a bust. I just can't. Greg Oden actually still lauded the Blazers, and even though that happened to him, he gives them the credit for changing his life. And it's just really nice to hear where his heart is and where he is as a person. Just love to see that. So Greg Oden, nice interview that he did with Dirt and Sprague. And it looks like that, PDXYZ is coming up here in August. So you can still get to that if you want. But the guys right now down at the links at Langdon Farms for the Fan Golf Classic on a huge day, the NBA draft happening tonight. Giannis Antetokounmpo on the move, not to the Portland Trailblazers. And the Blazers, at least according to a lot of fans, still need to make a couple of trades, and they still need a head coach. So we're going to get to more of that coming up. We're also going to have a nice best-of segment the guys did with Adam Rittenberg, senior college football writer for ESPN, when we come back across the top of the hour. It's a best-of edition of Dirt and Sprague. Schultze sitting in with you here on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Look in the mirror. When did your metabolism decide to take a permanent vacation? You're working out, eating decent, but that stubborn gut just won't budge. Standard diets don't work anymore. They just starve your body, crash your energy, and burn away the lean muscle you actually want to keep. It's time to break the cycle with Almased. Almased isn't a fad diet. It's a high-protein, all-natural meal replacement shake, scientifically backed to burn deep belly fat while protecting your muscle mass. The secret is a unique, low-glycemic formula. It keeps your insulin in check, forcing your body to stop storing fat and start burning it for fuel.
I hit 50 and my energy cratered, while my waistline did the opposite. Nothing got rid of my belly fat until I tried Almased. I trapped the belly, got more energy, and honestly, I feel like I'm in my 30s again.
Don't settle for slowing down. Protect your muscle, kickstart your energy, and lose the gut for good. Go to Almased.com and use promo code BELLY to get a free shaker bottle and a free weight loss guide with your first order. That's Almased.com, promo code BELLY.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.